Hey, greetings, friends. My name is Andy Steele Smith. I'm minister of the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. This week, I'm sharing briefly on Our Waymaker, and it's an apt message, as this past week, I saw God show himself as a waymaker in a beautiful way indeed, as I was traveling on business in New Zealand, or so I thought. On my final night after an epic and God-inspired week of business in New Zealand, God, as he often does, left the best to last. Earlier on the trip, I'd met a wonderful man that I recognized the Holy Spirit's presence on, even though I was pretty sure that he wasn't as yet a believer in Jesus. The friends that I was staying with had witnessed over a long period of time to this wonderful man, and yet the Spirit had not moved to call him to accept Jesus. But in a lovely restaurant, and truthfully over a rack of great Kiwi lamb and a glass of Pinot Noir, my friend and I had the privilege of seeing the Holy Spirit move, and our other friend became a brother and accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Angels rejoiced, and my friend and I were in awe of God, the Waymaker. Amen. Psalm 77, 12-15 says, I ponder all you've done, Lord, musing on your miracles. It's here in your presence, in your sanctuary, where I learn more of your ways. For holiness is revealed in everything you do. Lord, you're the one and only, the great and glorious God. Your display of wonders, miracles, and power makes the nations acknowledge you. By your glory bursts, you've rescued us over and over. Just ask the sons of Jacob or the sons of Joseph, and they'll tell you. And all of us, your beloved ones, know that it's true. There are a number of things we can take from the scripture, friends. Firstly, when we meditate on God's works, we see clear evidence of his holiness, his miracles, and his discernible power. We see evidence of his redeeming power. And finally, that our God of miracles doesn't perform miracles merely to show off or amuse believers and non-believers. Rather, that God's miracles serve to reveal him and his true nature to us by making his power evident on and at work within our lives. The Greek word for miracle is dunamis. However, its true meaning in the Greek is power. Biblically, dunamis describes the power of God. God gives his believers the power to live devoted, pure, and in turn and through him, miraculous lives. Often God's miracles bypass natural laws. The seemingly impossible becomes the possible. We see this repeatedly in the blind being made to see, in the story of Moses and the burning bush, in which a bush burnt but was not consumed by the fire surrounding it. And of course, in the ultimate miracle being the physical death and resurrection of Jesus himself. Friends, I believe that God often uses miracles to get our attention and thus enable us to hear him through faith-filled eyes. Given more time today, I could bear testimony of miracles that I've seen and experienced, where I'm pretty sure that one of God's key drivers was just to blow my unbelief away and instead see me filled with faith. Indeed, Monday night was one such example. And one thing I'm certain of, and that is that God's miracles that I've seen and witnessed have not been for my entertainment, but rather for my encouragement to showcase the power of God in a way that I could do nothing other than acknowledge and glorify God, and indeed to spur me on to better, more and greater things myself, resting sure in the goodness, the greatness, and the undeniable power of Jesus, and thus the power of the cross. And friends, as I said earlier, the power of the cross is the ultimate and the most perfect of miracles. Even when Jesus himself was crucified, death had no power over him, and thus he rose again on the third day. This made a way for the greatest miracle of all time, the free gift of salvation to all who believe. Jesus showed himself in the greatest way ever to be the Waymaker. Friends, I love the words of Sinatra's powerful song, Waymaker. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, his name is above. His name is above depression. His name is above loneliness. His name is above disease. His name is above cancer. His name is above every other name. Yes, it is. That is who you are. That is who you are. As we close, I want to share Jesus' own words from John 14:12 with you. I tell you this timeless truth. The person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do. Even greater miracles than these, because I go to be with my Father. Friends, that's my King, and that's my Waymaker, Jesus. I hope he is yours too. This is Andy Steele Smith. God bless.